Good morning. And again, how are you? As we begin Lent, we begin with Jesus, as we should. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And so we hear about how he deals with temptation. But again, before we even get in there, we got to go to the first reading that talks about the reality that we all have, sin. You know, and sin is a big thing. You know, if, like, again, people play games with their mind, there is no such thing as sin. Okay, great. You're going to die. You know that. You're going to get sick. You got that? And that's things of sin. There's something not right with the world. And sin has its own consequences. And from the beginning, sin, the consequence of sin, God said, is what? Death, huh? Now, again, well, I don't agree with that. Well, you're still going to die whether you agree with it or not. It's just the reality. So we got to know this is the bad news. You know, it says, but again, the temptation always is that you don't get a chance to make that, you decide what's sin. And that's what they did in the beginning, right? Again, like I've always, on my CD on Penance, I talk about explicitly, remember Tom Cruise, you remember Tom, right? And one day he was used to be a Catholic, and he was, even in the seminary, he was going to be a Franciscan priest, right? And God saved us. And so he went over and he became a Scientologist. And years ago when he was being interviewed, before I was ordained, that's how long ago again, so it's over 30 years ago, he was being interviewed by Barbara Walters, and she says to him, Tom, and he goes, yes, Barbara, you used to be Catholic, didn't you? I was. And she says, and why did you leave Catholicism to be a Scientologist? And he said, well, you know, Barbara, Catholicism, Christianity, Muslim, they all follow someone else's rules. In Scientology, we create our own. And what does that mean? You will be like God. Because what does it mean to be like God? You decide what's right, and you decide what's wrong. So again, if you think missing Mass on Sunday's no big deal, then who are you? God. Thinking having sex before marriage is something you can do, then who are you? God. Getting drunk when you want to, committing adultery, all these things. And if you think it's okay because I think, what if 99.9% of the world voted and said, we all think it's right? If God says it's wrong, what is it? Wrong. So again, God tells us, and again, those of you who get like, I don't like this type of stuff. I'll bet you, you who are the mommy and daddy at your own house, make rules for your children, correct? You tell your children they'll be in a certain time. You tell their children they're not allowed to drink, or they're not allowed to do this, they're not allowed to do this in your house, because in your house, your rules. And if you can do that, because it's your house, your rules, and if your kids sit there and you have that rule that, you know, all you will be in at school nights by 9 o'clock, and all your 5 kids or 10 kids get together, or 2 kids, and they vote, and they come back to you and say, Mom and Dad, you love us, correct? Yes, we do. Well, we voted, and we don't like that rule of yours that we have to be in by 9. So we're going to come in at midnight, right? What are you going to do with your wonderful little children? Whack! You'll now be in at 6. I love you so. And if you can do that as a mommy and daddy at your house, because your house, your rules. God's world, God's rules. That's just that simple. This is the bad news to make you feel bad. Do you feel bad? This is what sin will do to you and me. But there's a solution. That solution is a person. Jesus Christ. The second reading, it says, Jesus paid for our sins. And just as one person, Adam and Eve, sat there and brought sin into the world by their no to God, Jesus fulfills the justice of God in his own being. So now when we go and we deal with the gospel and about how Jesus teaches us to deal with temptation, we know that first of all, the battle's been won. You don't have to sit there and keep thinking of yourself, well, I'm just a sinner, I can't do any different. Or, like Adam and Eve, we're just dirt, 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 this false humility. If we were just dirt, 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 we would not be alive. God took dirt, and what did he do? He breathed into it. And what did he breathe into there? His Holy Spirit. We're alive because God's Spirit dwells within us. So like someone said to me the other day when I was wherever, hearing confessions, "Well, Father, I'm only human." Excuse me? You're also divine. When Christ became man, when it talks about when divinity took on humanity, humanity took on divinity. The divinization of man, teaching of the Catholic Church. You have God within you. So you got to focus on the power of God within you. So again, as Jesus, we hear in the gospel, he just heard from God the Father that you are my beloved son. He had his identity. Adam and Eve had their identity too. But they decided not to look at God the Father. They decided to look at the evil one. What you look at and who you look at is who you're going to believe. Do you believe the evil one? All sin wants to make you a slave. All sin is never good for you. It's always going to hurt you. Do you believe that? Or do you believe God, who cares about you, had sent his son to die for you, that everything he did is so you can live forever? God loves you more than you do. He's not God, mommy dearest in the heavens that says, "What do you like the most? Oh, you can't have that." Ha, 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 ha. Everything God does for you is for your good, for my good. And so the way we got to deal with this is Jesus shows us. He knew who he was. He was a beloved son. The Holy Spirit was with him, because the opening line of the gospel says, the Spirit led him into the desert to be tempted by the devil. The Spirit is inside of you. God himself. Who's more powerful, the devil or God? Then why do you give the devil so much power? God's inside of you. And so how does he deal, the God of the universe and his humanity, how does he deal with the devil? By the power of the Holy Spirit, he takes the word of God, which he is, and he takes that word and he shoves it down the devil's throat. So whatever you struggle with, whatever your sin is, be it lust, anger, gossip, judgment, whatever it is, I just did a review of a book by Father Dwight Longnecker. It's coming out in a few months. And it was very good, because he talks about the spiritual battle and spiritual combat. And that's the big thing today in the world, especially men's. Oh, we're going to kill everybody. We're gonna stand up for what's right. Da, da, da. But it's interesting, because he brings the battle and he says, it isn't out there. It's in here. Our pride, our judgment, our prejudice, our all this stuff. And I'm reading the book and I'm thinking, oh, it's a great book, but how it's going to be received, I don't know, because we like to put all the problems out in the world, but all the problems are in here. This is where the struggle is. This is where the victory got to be won, inside of us. And so we got to take those things that struggle us, you put it in Google, scripture help with pride, scripture help with lust, scripture help, and you get a scripture verse and you memorize it. I've told you this before. And you take that, and when you're being tempted, you shove it down the devil's throat, and the devil will run. And then, just as you hear today in the gospel, the angels came and ministered to him. Do we have angels that'll minister to us? What do we call those? Guardian angels. You have been given one since you were created by God to protect you, to save you, and to minister to you. So you don't do your struggle alone. God lives inside of you. He's given you his Holy Spirit that you would be strong, and he's always stronger than the evil one. He's given you his word that you can use that as a sword to cast out the demon when he's coming at you. And then the ministers of God himself, the angels, will come and strengthen you. So, look at God in his power, not yourself or your weakness. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us